sweetest friends, this year should be a special schus for Rabbi Yitzchak Chaim Yechiel ben Esther b'Sach Shacholei Yisrael. We've been discussing Nisim b'Mishnaso Shel HaMaharal. We are in the Sefer Gvuras Hashem in the Akdama Shnia in the Machon Yerushalayim edition. It's on page Nun Vav. V'chein ma she'amar ki kasher hoya ola mechuyev me'ito yizbarach im hoya hayanagaso shelo al seder ha'teva hoya dover zeh shinui min ha'seder. And so too what the philosopher, the Maharal here is arguing with the philosophers. This is Aristotle. Those who are Ma'amini Hakadmus. And they say that since the world is mechuyev meito yisbarach, it had to come from God, it's always been around, and it wasn't created kibiyachal with the ratzon of Hashem, it was just always here. So if the anhaga of the world is shelo al seder hatev, if he goes out of nature, then this is shinui min haseder lefi ratzono bilvad. This is changing from the Seder, just according to God's will. In other words, Hanhaga Shelo al Seder HaTeva is a chariga. It is a veering from the order that's Mechuya from Hashem. Just based on the will of God. So we have this Seder HaMechuyev, and then God's changing it. These philosophers say it can't happen because it's against the Seder. V'anu orim shelevadei akol lefi ratzono yisbarach. And we say that when something is done based on the will of Hashem, that is not an exception outside the realm of the Seder of the world, because the Seder of the world is also Ratzon Hashem, and it isn't a Seder Mechuyev. The world isn't Kadmon. God did create the world based on His will, and God can also change things. And even according to him, Aristotle, that he believes in Kadmon, so the world's always been here, and everything is from God, with a specific order, and it has to be that way. Even though it's not true, as I said, science has also proven today that it can't be the world was always existed. There was that moment of creation. But even if you hold like Aristotle, even according to the understanding of Aristotle, the philosopher, is a mistake. Somebody who says that the miracles that come from God have no seder muskel, they have no intelligent order, it's not true at all. Just like the physical world has order, so too miracles have order. That's also part of the system. There's a system, the world. There's a system of the world. And that system includes the physical world, the physical rules, and the spiritual rules. The physical rules are what we call nature, science. And then there are the spiritual rules. That's also part of the Seder that God does Nisim. Ki anisim ba'olam b'mashiyesh lo'olam kosher v'kisher v'chibur v'sachadu sim olam anivdal. This world is connected to the olam anivdal. The Maharal tells us that the reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't do a miracle for nothing, Brachas Nun Ches, is because Anisim Boim Lola Mitzad Midas HaRachamim. Miracles come from mercy. Miracles happen when the Jewish people are Be'est Sarah. And when does God do these miracles? When we have a Kesher, when we have a Shaychas to Him. Like the Maharal says, that Pesach is Targum Chayis, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had mercy on the Jewish people. So there has to be a sachadus. If there's a sachadus, there's mercy. Oev is merachamoi. Oev is targum, one who loves, one who has mercy. So when there's his achadus, when there's a connection, then Hashem creates miracles. Hashem does miracles. Hashem performs miracles. V'yesh l'zeh seder mesuder. And this has an orderly order. Kiena dibu kahu rak b'seder mesuder. B'nezeh lo yischatshu anitzim rak b'zman v'zman v'enom t'midim. And this is part of the seder. And since there's a seder l'nisim, the nisim are not always going to, are not going to be constant. If there was no Seder for Nisim, then they could just happen constantly. But no, it's part of the Seder. And what's the Seder? That it happens sometimes. Sometimes yes, and sometimes no. It's not Tamid. When Hashem gave the manna, the man to the Jewish people, don't say at all that this is not part of the order that's fitting for reality. Interesting, the Rambam, how the Maharal discusses Dafka the man. There are many miracles, as the says in the footnote here. Vayaseder olam az yotzei chutz l'metzius asher roi shiyah noeg. And the seder olam was outside of the reality that it was fitting that it should act with. Ki kishem sheroi l'olam lios noeg al pitivo v'anagazo. Kach roi l'Yisrael. V'mashem tveikim v'olam anivdal. Shiyu lehem nisim misudarim. So just like it's fitting for the world to be noeg, I'll be the teva of the world, I'll be the anhug of the world, the normal way the world is. Like the Maharal writes later on in Perek Samach Dalet, Amisa Tivis Levnei Adam Mitzad Achoymer Bat Tzadikim Enam Dochem Ateva Ki Ateva Roy Lanhugas Olam Yanhugas Shel Emes. Death is natural for the material, and Tzadikim don't push away natural law, because that's what's fitting for conducting the affairs of the world, and that's a true way of running the world. And the tzaddikim don't want this, the world to go out of Seder. We like Seder, we like Teva. Teva is the Ratzon Hashem, the constant Ratzon Hashem, like the Chazon Ish writes. So the world is roi lios noeg al pitivo v'hanagaso. So kach roi li Yisrael v'mashem tveikim b'olam anivdol shulem nisim esudarim. So we too, the Jewish people, should have nisim that are mesudar. It's not a chariga from the Seder. It's not outside the realm of order. It's part of Hashem's order that He does miracles from time to time. Hine yesh le nisim seder mesudar min Hashem Yisbarach ve'en davar min anisim yikari shinu ben Ephraim. Ki anu omrim ki akol b'seder mesudar min Hashem Yisbarach. Nisim have an orderly order from God, and this is not called a change in the creations, because we say it's all part of the Seder, it's all part of the divine order, it's all part of the laws of the spiritual laws of nature. The one who philosophizes doesn't know this at all. Even if you hold that the world has a specific order, this is part of the order. Like the Tiferes Yisrael writes in Perek Tezayin, the Maharal says there that even the philosophers admit that the world has a Seder that was based on a first cause. So there is some element of Seder. Look in Perek Tezayin there. Kamokain, yesh l'naflo seder mesudar mitav izbarach gamkain. Meizah shinu masah sidru olav, it's part of the seder. Ki kamosh Hashem izbarach sidru al pitev alofi atzir amuskol. Just like God was mesadar nature according to the tzir amuskol, according to the spiritual picture of the way the world is supposed to be. That there's this picture, there's this archaeological blueprint of how the world is, architectural blueprint of how the world is supposed to be. So that applies both in the material realm, the physical realm, the natural realm, the natural sciences. And also, ala davra bilti tivili fiat si urva muskal. There's also the spiritual blueprint of the world. There's the physical and the spiritual. What yisbarin yinzeh, I'm going to talk about this more. V'anisim asherim bilti tivim ein la ein zeshinui klal. And miracles that are unnatural, it's not a change. Shekashem shroi shim eshavim dvarim ba'olam lufi ha'teva, kachroi shim eshavim dvarim ba'olam bilti tivim ha'idei po'ol ha'nivdol. Just like it's fitting that there should be things in the world that are according to nature, so too it's fitting there should be things in the world that are supernatural, because there's a po'ol ha'nivdol, there's somebody who's separate from the world who was making these things happen. Nature and the supernatural are really one. They all come, they're all part of Hashem's master plan, the great order in the sky that Hashem made. Earlier on, the Maharal said, he asked about the man. We said, why the man more than the other Nisim? Maral mentions the man as an example of a nes. So it could be, it says here in the footnote, that this nes is merumah, the end of Ma'aseh Bereishis. Vayivarech Elokim Esom Shi Vayikadesh. Also Rashi says, Vayivarech Vayikadesh, Berchu Baman, Shkoyim Asa Shibu Yerad Lam Ormer Lagogolz, V'shishi Lecha Mishnah. V'kitsho Baman, Shlerad Kal B'Shabbos, V'mikr Kosev Al Shem Asid. So God blessed it with man that all week There was once one portion per person, and on Shabbos they got a double portion, and then that's the bracha and shishi, and then on Shabbos he was mekadesh b'man that it didn't fall. And the mikra is al shema asid. This pasuk in Ma'aseh Bereishis is talking about the future, and there the Maharal says in the Gur Aryeh in Os Dalid that the Ramban asks she'en mashmos hakotzev al asid. Mashmos is the pasuk is not that it's talking about the future, and Rashi didn't have to say that. And Chazal only bring this as a raya that the seventh day is Mevorach HaMekudesh Min Haman. But Bevadai, that's just a raya. But Be'etzim, Saturday, Shabbos is Mevorach HaMekudesh Be'atzmo. It's blessed and it's holy on its own. Shabbos brings bracha and kedusha to the world. And Chazal bring a raya from the man that it didn't fall on Shabbos and they couldn't do malacha. That's kedusha. It was kadosh melachas achol. Shabbos also brings bracha to the world. Therefore, there's a double portion. So the man shows that the seventh day, it's holy for all the generations. And it can't be that something that's knowing L'Orech HaDoros is going to be considered Yitzhiyah Min HaSeder. So this miracle of the man shows on all Nisim that they have a Seder. Since you see the man is constant, it's a raya that Shabbos is this supernatural day. So there's something supernatural that's constant. So you see, that's part of Hashem's nature, the part of Hashem's nature, part of the nature of the world. Just like all the other laws of nature, so too miracles have a Seder. Again, the Maharal says before, they're not happening constantly. Because that's not the Seder of miracles. The Seder of miracles is that they happen from time to time. But you see an example, an aftipus, a paradigm of a miracle that happens constantly. It's a constant supernatural thing, Shabbos. So maybe you see that it's part of the Seder. Now Rashi writes, the month started falling b'shisha asar b'iyar. On a Sunday, it was the 16th of Iyar, like it says in Shabbos Pei Zayin Amid Beis. And the Goraya there writes, Shemos Tez Zayin Aleph Os Aleph Vechad b'Shabbos Ha'eva Kadosh Baruch Hu Ayerotza Laharid Amon B'yom HaRishon Akamosha Kadosh Baruch Hu Makadish Yom HaShish Lohared Amon B'yom HaShvishu Shabbos Kachas Chalosu B'mitzila Simei Atchila Simei HaMaisa Shiyom Rishon Lafika Chizchil Amon B'yom Aleph Ki Ayadom Lamei Bereshis Shu Aschalas HaBriya V'yom Aleph, V'yom Shabbos, V'yom Shvi, Kachoye B'man. So it started on the 16th of Nisan, which was a Sunday, and Hashem wanted to bring down the man on a Sunday, because just like Hashem sanctified Shabbos, that man didn't fall on Saturday, which is Shabbos, and the seventh day, which is Shabbos. So too has Chaloso, he wanted to start it off B'tchilas Yimei HaMaaseh. And the man is like the Bria. When did the Bria start? On Yom Rishon. That was the first day of the Bria. So too, this man also comes on Yom Rishon. And then the man rests on the seventh day. There's no man on the seventh day. So too, Shabbos is the seventh day. Hashem didn't do work on the seventh day. So this man parallels creation. So writes Rabbeinu Bechaye, Ki Haman who told us Haor, V'or Yisod Haman, Ukshem Shenivra Or B'Yom Rishon, Kach Tchilas Yiridasa Shel Man, Ayah B'Yom Rishon. The Man is a generated by the divine light, and the light is the foundation of the Man. And just like the light was created on Sunday, so to Tchilas Yiridasa Shel Man was on a Sunday. Just like the light of creation started on Sunday, so to the Man started on Sunday. Creation stopped on Shabbos, the Man stops on Shabbos. As ma pesher azika ben yemei bereshit lemei yiridat haman leYisrael. What's this kesher between the Man and creation, the creation of the world? So it's beautiful, based on what we said, that the nes of yiridat haman shows more than any other miracle that there's a seder lanisim, because it's near mezbetorah and the psukim of Maase Bereshis. Maase Bereshis is telling us about the seder haolam. These are going to be the laws of the world. These are the laws of nature. And the Man, you see, the Man is hidden in there. So that means part of the laws of nature are miracles. So it makes a whole lot of sense that the Man is going to parallel the creation of the physical world, because it's showing us that the miracles symbolized by the Man, because as we said before, Rashi says that the Man is the Maharal uses the Man as an example of miracles. And we explain the reason is because it's constant. Just like nature is constant, so too the miracle of Man is constant, which shows that it's part of the Seder HaBriya. And therefore, all miracles, they're also part of the Seder, that they come from time to time, that's their Seder. But the Man parallels the creation of the world, that it starts on Sunday and ends on Shabbos, to show you that Nisim are also part of the Seder HaBriya. Beautiful. Vasher lo yavin, continues the Maharal, inyan abilti tivi yomar ki zeh chodosh yotzei miseder olam vein davar kach klal rak hamoshe yesh leteva po'al ativi kach yesh lebilti po'al tivi teva po'al anivdol. So people are making a big mistake when they believe and say that this is something that's out of the order, outside of the order of the world. It's not true. It's in the order of the world, just like Teva has a natural order, so too supernatural has an order. Obviously, we understand now why this Seder is called the Seder, right? Because it's all about the Nisim, and the Nisim have a Seder. As the Sfasem has quoted so many times this Maral. Okay, sweet friends, Baruch Hashem, we have more Havan into Nisim, topic that fascinates me. I hope you as well. And obviously, the Maral goes on and on and on. There are 617 pages in this, just in the first volume of the Gevuras Hashem of the Mechon Yerushalayim edition. Then there's the second volume. Recently, the third volume came out. So we have a lot more to learn. B'siyata d'shmaya. So we should be zochatak a little more to lamed l'shmav las l'kaim is called the Reis Amatoras. So be ahava, amen, amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.